You take a copy of the Word of God and turn to the book of James. James chapter 4. And we'll continue reading through the book of James. We'll read chapter 4, verses 1 through 17. James 4, verses 1 through 17. I hear now the word of the living God. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source of your pleasures that wage war in your members? You lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You're envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think the Scripture speaks to no purpose? He jealously desires the Spirit which He has made to dwell in us. But He gives a greater grace. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. Do not speak against one another, brethren. He who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge of it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you who judge your neighbor? Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You're just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. That is the word of the Lord to us from James 4. When we come to this chapter, the Lord admonishes us concerning three different dangers. The first danger, if you remember even the language, is that of worldliness. Verses 1 through 10. Verse 4 says, you adulteresses, speaking to the church, you adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. What he's saying is when you make yourself a friend of the world, you're acting like an adulteress. You're like the harlot, the prostitute, who prostitutes yourself. And so in contrast to being a friend of the world, in verses 6 through 10, the Lord shows us what is needed for us. That is to be a friend of Him. A friend to Him. The Lord gives the humble one grace. He calls you to submit to Him, draw near to Him, and He'll draw near to you. To resist the devil, resist the evil one, and be cleansed of your sin, purified of your sins. That you would be holy and righteous, you would come before Him in such a way. Verse 9 perhaps is confusing, but when we live like the world, what he's saying here, when we live like the world, our proper response when we live in sin and we live like the world is to mourn over that sin. That's the Christian's response. Laughter or pleasure that you took in your sin before you were a Christian, before you were of the church, now you should mourn over it. There should be no joy in this sin. Therefore, we're called again to humble ourselves. Even when we come here to worship in His presence and His promise is, when we come before Him and humble ourselves, even this day, He will exalt you. And then verses 11 and 12, the second danger. The first danger is worldliness. The second danger is slander or judging. Brothers and sisters, you're called not to speak against the person, to not slander or gossip. Remember a couple weeks ago in Ephesians, the 9th commandment, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. That means even to tell lies, to bring them down, even and slandering. The judging here is a judging someone of what they haven't done, committing slander. The opposite then of what we're called to, he gives us what we're not to do. And so the opposite of that is what we're to do. And that we know is to love our neighbor as ourselves. If you wouldn't want someone to go around and spreading false rumors about you and judging you, then that's what you ought to do to your neighbor. That's how you practice love. You don't go around, you don't want anyone defaming your name. And so don't defame other people's names. Be careful about what you say. And then the last verse is the third danger: worldliness, slander, judging, and then self-sufficiency. Self-sufficiency. To make plans or to declare this is what will be so is taking upon yourself what only belongs to the Lord. The Lord alone is sovereign. The Lord alone has decreed before the foundation of the world just how things will be. And so to say that you're going somewhere and you're going to do this tomorrow and give no recognition or understanding in your own or focus even of your own plans that the Lord could change this or the Lord's plan might not be my plan, that would be to be self-sufficient, to be dependent or independent or dependent upon yourself. And here he says, rather than doing that, rather than making plans and determining that this is what's going to be, rather, we should make plans. We should be wise and make plans, but we should do so saying, if the Lord wills, if this is His plan, this is my plan, and this will happen if this is His plan. To put that sufficiency in Him, put that our dependence. That's what it means to be a Christian, to be dependent upon Christ. Put our dependence upon Him. And so then, he says, basically, if you live out your belief and not with that recognition that if the Lord wills, if you don't live that way, then what you're doing is boasting in yourself to say, basically, I'm the Lord, I'm God, and my plan will be. And he says all such boasting is evil. And so here we know this truth. We know that only if the Lord wills it, that's what is going to happen. And so we should be saying, if the Lord wills, or at least have that in our being, in our focus of our life, this is our plan, but we know that the Lord might change it. We need to have our dependence upon Him. And he says, therefore, when you believe, Christian, this is where when you believe in the Lord's sovereignty, and then you don't have that focus then. And you don't say, if the Lord wills, or if you don't have that thought of dependence upon Him, that's where he says, yet you live unsuitably, you're in sin. And so there's three dangers here in James 4 of the life of faith for the Christian that we need to be careful of. Worldliness, slander, gossip, judging, and then self-sufficiency. And let's pray and ask God for help in these things. Our Father, we thank You for Your Word. We know that it comes to us directly here. It calls us adulteresses, and that's what we are. We often entertain sin and the pleasures of this life and the world, and we kind of put You aside. We do. And so we oftentimes, just like in the book of Hosea, that harlot kept turning away. Israel kept turning away from the Lord, and we are that person. And we pray that You would forgive us of our sin. We repent. We pray that You would cause us by Your Spirit and strengthen us to turn from these sins of where we continually long to have those pleasures and long to be of the world and be seen among men, not as a Christian, not as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, but rather a follower perhaps of ourselves or a follower of others. That even how we dress, how we speak, or what things we do, the things we take pleasure in, we oftentimes want to be like the world, and yet You give us a great calling, and we're called to walk worthy of that calling, and we pray that You would make us to walk worthy of that calling. We put all of our dependence upon You. We pray that we would not be self-sufficient or even consider ourselves to be such, because we are not. We cannot be independent, or we cannot be dependent upon even man, but only the Lord alone. And so we pray that you would work in us that continual need of being dependent upon you, the Lord alone. That's why we pray that we would be men and women of prayer, that we would continually go before the throne of grace boldly and put our petitions before you, knowing that you will hear us and you will answer because of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray also that we would not be slanderers or gossips or ones who judge the person. Oh, Father, we pray that we would hold our tongues, that you would, we know that the tongue, as we learned last week, is a restless evil. And so we pray that you would tame it. If there's any, it says that it cannot be tamed. The tongue cannot be tamed, but we know that you can tame it. And so we pray that you would tame it for us and work in us to tame it. Work in our hearts that out of the mouth we would speak the word of God and the praises of the Lord. Father, this week we also ask, because we are called not to be worldly, and we are called to be dependent upon you, that we call upon you that you would be the God who would help those who are sick amongst us, those in our family. We pray for Oliver to be made well over this sickness that he's had this past week. We pray for Kara and Mary Ashley and Grace and even Sharon, that you would protect them and keep them from further sickness, so that you would heal them. You are the God who heals, which you say in the Psalms. And so we pray that you would heal, as you promise that you will do. You would heal the body. You would pray for Bob and Marie, and we pray for John's family in Sudan or in Kenya. And we pray that you would heal them, heal their bodies. But we also pray that you would heal all of our souls. Cause our sin to be put far from us. Cause, if there's any depression or any despair over the promises of God, as we look at even in Genesis this morning, we pray that you would put it, comfort us and assure us of the grace that is towards us and the mercy that's towards us in Christ Jesus. Father, there may be some here struggling greatly in their faith. We pray that you would uplift them and encourage them today through the worship of your Son and the Father and the Spirit. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.